Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a very pleasant good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing and hunting and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great first weekend of the little bitty short month.
That's right. My favorite month.
I don't know why.
The month of my birth.
Yeah, and my baby sister. And they're both spoiled rotten.
I spoil myself.
Uh-huh. Actually, this is birthday weekend, isn't it?
Yeah. The 7th.
90?
79, baby.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
And the adventure continues.
Very good. Well, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Just be safe.
Nah.
Hey, we've got a fun show, and we never know what to expect when we call upon Texas Outdoors Journal resident nomad.
There we go.
I mean, he likes to be called a senior editor because mm-hmm. he's been around from day one.
Right.
But we just never know where Robert Sloan is going to show
That's
up.
That's okay.
So, but we're going to talk about a little hunting, a little fishing, both fresh and saltwater, as we make the transition out of what has been a very mild winter
mm-hmm. yep.
Into an even more mild, you know, spring, and could have some rainfall. So we're going to be catching up on that. You're going to want to stick around for the news portion of the program for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some news that just is beyond belief.
And so it begins, friends.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. That's a perfect way to set this up.
Mm-hmm.
We've got that plus the outdoor report. So we're going to step aside. We'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And right at the top of the show, we mentioned that it has begun. Harold,
yep.
Let's just jump into this. This is stupid.
Yeah. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, who never met a camera or a microphone that she did not love, is pushing a new gun law. Okay. A new bill. H.R. 127. And you can find this on the broadcaster Michael Berry's site on KTRH Radio Houston, iHeartRadio. This is a peach, friends. Part of the bill is that every gun owner will undergo a psychological evaluation.
After she does.
With a psychologist or psychiatrist and at least two other people and members of the family must be there to answer questions about you. Okay. Now, why is this thing deciding not to stay up? It's a miracle. Okay.
How about
$800? $800 fee per
individual.
Person.
Yes.
For individual to have the right to own firearms.
Right.
$200 tax on military weapons. Another fee for any military style weapon. A national gun owner database that will be open to anyone. It will be public information. Huh? Think about that.
Well, and if you want to loan me a gun or I want to loan you a gun, notification has to be made 30 days in advance, I
Correct.
Believe, is part of it.
Correct.
It is, well, and that is just Sheila Jackson Lee's version.
Yep.
You've got Hank Johnson, a Democrat out of Georgia that introduced House Resolution 5717 that, implements, would, as proposed, a 30% tax on all gun sales and 50% tax on all ammunition sales.
And then there's the Biden's thing about a $200 tax on all military-style weapons and a $200 tax on all magazines, all 30-round magazines.
It's beyond...
Friends!
Beyond stupid. It has started. You're
yeah.
right. It, and for those that said, oh, we're going to unite the country?
Mm-mm.
Not happening.
You know, and I mean, that's what we sure need and sure want, but not this way.
Plus, we need our representation to stand up and represent us.
Of course.
And not cave.
Absolutely. But I mean, every gun owner undergo a psychological evaluation. I mean, somebody very wise once said the only way to make an honest person a criminal is to pass a law they can't live by. And it's criminalizing this kind of legislation.
Well, and none of this will have any impact on the criminals that acquire firearms and ammunition by illegal means.
Well, we know that. I mean, that's
No. We know that. But when
but
are they going to know that? Yes,
that's logical, though, right? That's logical.
Again, you're using a word that is foreign to that side.
Well, let's go to some good news, okay, real quick. Our friends at Ford.
Yes.
They've been busy, and they just announced... of course, this is a press release. We've tackled tougher terrain. But what is the fully redesigned 2021 F-150 Raptor? They have just done a bunch of stuff to this thing. Improved wheel travel, electronically controlled next-generation Fox shocks with live valve technology. First in-class available 37-inch tires to tackle tougher terrain. They're going to have standard over-the-air updates to all their computer systems. High-performance EcoBoost engine. They have not released any horsepower or gas mileage figures as yet, but this 3.5-liter EcoBoost has been pumped up, but also they promise an estimated range of over 500 miles on a tank of gas. They've got their built Ford Tough 10-speed automatic transmission that's been upgraded, a standard electronic locking rear differential, Torsen front limited slip, fitted with the 410 final drive ratio. Maximum payload increases by 200 pounds to 1,400.
Is this your on or off-road report for
no,
the day?
No, not yet. Mm-mm. Maximum towing increases to 8,200 pounds. I mean, the Raptor is something else. And I guess some people have said, but, because this six-cylinder EcoBoost is an amazing engine, but they promised the first of next year the new Raptor R, which will bring back the V8.
Okay. Just a reminder, coming up this Wednesday through Saturday, February 10th through the 13th, the Dallas Safari Club's virtual auction.
Oh, that's cool. I looked at that site. That's neat.
It's going to be, let me tell you what, participation I hope is up because of the virtual standpoint for those that could maybe not have attended.
Right.
But I also have a feeling that there's going to be some opportunities.
Could be.
You know, check in. You can go to biggame.org to register, look at the sites, look at the items, and there will be an auction Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Four auctions.
Good stuff.
Really neat stuff. Speaking of good stuff, on the fishing side, great start for the Toyota Share Lunker Legacy class. Those are bass over 14 pounds, excuse me, over 13 pounds, and two more tournaments. Harold, you win. You catch a Share Lunker?
Yeah,
pretty good chance you're going to win a tournament, you know?
Oh, okay. Somebody did that in a tournament, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah. Several have, and two more have. Angler Derek Mundy from Broadus caught a 13.62-pounder during the Toyota Series Southwest Division Tournament on Sam Rayburn Reservoir. And then angler Daniel Ramsey from Trinidad, Texas, caught the second Share Lunker of last weekend, fourth for the 2021 season, a 13.07-pounder from Lake Palestine. So get out and do it. Of course, learn more at tpwd.texas.gov how you can even enter any bass over 8 pounds.
There you go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable way to start this show.
Let's throw some more sadness in there. They canceled the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, man. But at least they're still going to be doing judging and auctioning.
For the junior show?
Yeah, for the kids and the animals they work so hard to raise.
Control, control, control.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to do that? We're going to control that, too.
Oh, okay.
All right. just before we go to break, adjusted numbers for January. Evidently, we're having problems counting other things.
Oh?
Yeah. January's adjusted national instant criminal background check figure of 2,052,130 is an increase of 75.2% compared to the January 2020 number of 1.171 million.
Boy.
Three of the top 10 weeks and one top 10 single day for the highest number of the FBI NICS background check occurred in January 2021.
Who did all of those firearms purchasers vote for, I wonder?
You know what's interesting?
When you look at the numbers.
Yeah. Right. And those of us that hunt and fish.
Yeah.
Okay. Because if they start taking that way and they impact hunting or fishing, that's going to adversely impact wildlife conservation.
Correct.
And preservation.
Rip.
But to get back to your question, it was like 40%. Or it was a big number that were first-time buyers.
Right.
Okay. And you ask who they voted for.
Uh-huh.
They need to understand that they're doing that to protect themselves.
Right.
They need to get in step and right. understand that there are people out there that are working round the clock trying to take that right away from us.
Right. Because they got theirs. Because you look at the billionaires out there.
You mean their security?
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, but you look at Bloomberg, Ooh. You look at Soros, you look at those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not going to have a problem.
I understand. And for those that go, hey, I tuned in to listen to a hunting show.
Well, let's do that.
Let's do that, okay? and an outdoor show. But this is part of it.
Yes, indeed it is. It will impact
This is
it.
A big part of it. So y'all just remember that, okay? We'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News. Right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 44 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, the trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 44 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and more importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 44 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. tell you what.
Too much fun.
Yeah.
It really is.
You know, I'm not even going. I mean, that, we've got notes on what we're supposed to say.
Yeah.
But let me just share with you. All I got a phone call from Clifford Cheadle earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like,
Okay.
He was so excited.
Business yeah. real good. Right?
Business has been good.
Yeah.
And he goes, we've got the new Knox products that have the ability to operate as a handheld monocular.
Okay.
Have it mounted on a Team Wendy helmet.
Oh, okay.
Or mount it on your modern sporting rifle.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Talk about versatile.
You betcha.
You know? They also have the Halo and Halo X in the various configurations. The Halo XLR with a laser rangefinder is top-notch, well worth the price. It's not cheap, but has a 5-year warranty, as do all the night vision or the InVision thermals.
Well, they got such a range of products, so they can, you know, help you based on your budget.
You know, whether it's day or nighttime optics or something night vision or thermal, mm-hmm. they really yeah. can. And the neat thing, as we've learned, is you can visit with them, tell them what you mm-hmm. want to do, and they can make recommendations and suggestions not only for the application,
mm-hmm.
but also to fit your budget.
Well, and that just increases your hunting possibilities. I mean, hunting pigs at night with that kind of night vision and thermal imaging is pretty cool.
You can hunt axis deer, too.
Correct. Exotics, you bet.
Your exotics, absolutely. And we need to...
Varmints?
Yeah, that as well. Here's the best thing. Go to their website, thirdcoastthermal.com, or give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574. What's going on with our best bets?
Well, let's do that. Check in the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are rated as fair. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are a trio of good days. Thursday and Friday are our two best days of the week. Friday is another good one, while next Sunday is another fair day. This weekend, look for game to be most active from either side of sunrise until either side of the noon hour. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day occurs from early morning until early afternoon. By Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period begins either side of the noon hour and continues until late afternoon. On Thursday, February the 11th, we will have a new moon. On the coast, this weekend and on Monday are 3 days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day. Tuesday is a three-tide day with two low tides and just one high. Wednesday through next Saturday, a quartet of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low. And then next Sunday, another three-tide day with two highs and one low.
All right, staying on the coast, fishing continues to be good. Actually, the mild temperatures that we've had, I mean, yes, it'll cool down, but then it warms right back up, particularly if you're dealing with shallow water. And if you're going to fish shallow water, fish near shallow water flats that are near deeper water. From Calcasieu to Sabine, Trinity Bay, East Galveston Bay, West Bay, fishing has been really good. Topwater bite has been emerging in Trinity Bay, West Galveston Bay. Black drum have been good near the shorelines in that deeper water transition. Out of Freeport, redfish and speckled trout have been good in the bays and back marsh areas on crankbaits and shrimp. On down to West Matagorda, where wade fishing has been good over firm bottoms, and best method to catch speckled trout and redfish on soft plastics around the shorelines and reefs. Heading on down to Rockport, speckled trout and redfish have been found in the back lake areas and drains using shrimp. Flounder have been good on mullet. Speaking of flounder, we're going to get into this more with Robert Sloan in a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Have mentioned it for several weeks, but the flounder never really left the bays again this year to the Gulf. And one of the things that we all noticed is there's a lot of people out gigging. So mm-hmm. that means that the flounder are in and they're kind of stacked up.
Right.
Baffin Bay, redfish and speckled trout have been good under birds drifting the edge of shorelines while chasing mullet. Port Mansfield, redfish have been scattered, but speckled trout have been good along the deeper edges of grass using soft plastics. Down in Port Isabel, speckled trout and redfish are on the shallow grass flats throughout the Laguna Madre. Flounder near the rocks and are feeding around drains and can be caught on mullet or shrimp.
Okay, in East Texas, B.A. Steinhagen. Largemouth bass are good inshore around the vegetation as spawn activity is slowly starting to get prepared. Try with spinners and crankbaits and Carolina rig worms. Caddo. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs near brush piles and timber near drop-offs or creek channels in 14 to 24 feet of water. Catfish are good on punch bait and cut bait in 12 to 28 feet. Fishing baited holes near channels and timber edges. Conroe. Hybrid striped bass are good in open water, looking for schools above and below ledges with jigs and fishing with live shad mid-lake. Livingston, largemouth bass are good as we look for pre-spawn movement with Carolina rig worms, spinners, and jigs. Striped bass are good on spoons and live shad. Crappie are very good on minnows and jigs in deep creeks. White bass are good on spoons in water under 12 feet. Nacogdoches. Largemouth bass are good on spinners, jigs, and topwaters in shallow, cloudy water. Crappie are good on jigs in the creeks. Sam Rayburn. Largemouth bass are good as the spawn draws them close to creek channels and vegetation with crankbaits, worms, and spinners. White bass are good on minnows and small cranks, also moving to vegetative banks. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Toledo Bend. Black bass are good as the water warms slightly, with catches happening between 6 to 20 feet, with a pre-spawn activity. It's easy to see that. Timber and vegetation have had the most aggressive bites with some deeper activity available, but not as aggressive. White bass are good with spawning taking place shallow in southern tributaries. Crappie, they're good favoring minnows moving to shallower brush and timber. Brim are good with small jigs and crickets. Tawakoni. Catfish are good on fresh-cut bait and live bait. Channel cats are good on punch bait and chicken liver. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs around brush piles, docks, bridge pilings, and main lake bait schools, Texoma. Striped bass are good on shad like swim baits and live shad, Whitney. Crappie are good with minnows and lightweight jigs in 14 to 25 feet around the timber, near creek channels, and brush piles. Catfish are good on earthworms, chicken liver, and cut bait.
All right, heading to South Texas, out Del Rio Way, where Amistad Reservoir is seeing just ever-increasing good black bass activity, particularly in the afternoons and on sunny days. Shallow brush, timber, and shallow rocks fished with square-billed crankbaits and Carolina rig worms have been best. White bass are good fully in the creeks, and it's a fast and furious bite on spoons, rattle traps, and minnows. Heading out west to Lake Allen Henry, crappie are good with jigs fished in the timber and under docks. O.H. Ivy, black bass are good in standing timber on weedless bass jigs, worms, and crankbaits.
Okay, heading to the hill country. Canyon. Striper fishing is good along the river channel with live bait, trolling swim baits, and A-rigs are effective as well. Medina. Smallmouth bass are good on white grubs. And going over to Travis, striper action along the main river channel is good on live bait.
All right, on the hunting scene, we want you to know that this portion of the program is brought to you by Silencer Central. And, Harold, they ask a great question.
Shh.
Are you looking for a smarter and easier way to buy your silencer?
Oh, okay. That works.
Yeah, Silencer Central is the creator of a revolutionary process which silences headaches and hassles. Their process is simple and makes sense. It's a process that begins with paperwork, but without the work, and ends with Silencer Central delivering your silencer right to your front door. I mentioned last week I have already started my process.
Mm.
And Drew Sorensen, you know, great guy to work with up there, did an interview. Actually, I just thought it was two guys talking about hunting and shooting, and come to find out that he was gleaning information as we were visiting. Made it real simple. A lot easier than I thought it was going to be. Now, if this sounds too good to be true, then learn more about Silencer Central's easy buying process at silencercentral.com or give them a call at 888-988-8179. That's 888-988-8179. And be sure and tell them that you heard about them on Texas Outdoor News.
Good.
Okay. All right. Light and dark goose season in the West Zone. We'll close on the 14th of this month. Snipe, February 21st closed. Chakalaka and the fall season for turkey in Brook, Kennedy, Cleburg, and Willsey County will close February 28th, as will the statewide quail season. All right, Harold, what's going on or off the road? You're getting two spots in this week's show. You did the you know.
Well, but that was news. Yeah, anyway, neat truck for a lot of people. This is the 2021 Canyon.
Wait a minute.
GMC.
Wait a minute. Folks, I got to set this up for you. In the studio here, this is his birthday weekend, and eyes are obviously failing because he's got, we're going to get you a headlamp.
The lighting in here is horrible. Leave me alone. Thanks for the iPhone and the light, okay? Anyway, where was I? Yes, okay, this week's On or Off the Road is the GMC 2021 Canyon four-wheel drive AT4 crew cab, and that's their midsize. And it's just neat. It might be all somebody needs, okay? It's got a neat V6, 308 horsepower, 369 pound-feet of torque. It'll tow 7,600 pounds, 1,500 pound payload. Mine had a 6-foot bed. They also have one with a 5-foot bed. But, you know, especially spend most of your time in the city, it's a lot easier to park these things, I tell you. The inside is really nice. Leather-appointed front seat, 6-way power driver seat, 4-way power passenger seat. Both seats are heated. Power lumbar on both of them. A nice soft-touch instrument panel. Heated steering wheel, which I really like. Auto-dimming rear-view mirror, rear-folding bench seat. It's got the off-road suspension package, auto-locking differential. Very, very capable. Of course, you know, every popular skid plates. The options on this were their infotainment system with nav and an 8-inch diagonal color touch screen, voice recognition Bluetooth, audio streaming, Apple CarPlay, oh boy, Bose premium audio system. This thing had a cayenne red tint coat on it. It was just really, really cool. Lane departure warning, forward collision alert. It's neat. Well-equipped is 40. With all the extra goodies this one had, it came in at 43. But you can pay for that easy because you're going to save on gas 17 miles in the city, but 24 miles per gallon on the highway. You can do a little bit better if you got a soft foot. Now, check the thing out. Except it might be just the right size for you. The 2021 GMC Canyon 4-wheel drive AT4 crew cab midsize.
We're going to take a break, and we want you to remember you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News. Robert Sloan's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead, inevitably, to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified cottonseed with vitamins and minerals yellow blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, we've been talking about this for months and months now. And here's the deal. If you're not feeding fortified cottonseed, you're cheating yourself.
Correct.
And you're cheating your deer herd.
Absolutely.
I mean, they need the forage. We did not have the rains to get the fall forbs up, okay? Mm-hmm. It's been somewhat dry.
Right.
You've got the rigors of the rut that have impacted bucks. Mama deer carrying babies. Pretty soon they're going to be dropping those fawns.
And we also know now if you use fortified cottonseed, you can stop using protein.
Without question.
Yeah.
Oh, John Sewell, ranch manager at Harris Ranch.
Save a lot of money buying them protein pellets.
Goodness gracious. I mean, there are so many reasons. Yeah. You need to find out about this great product at fortifiedcottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. Our guest today is Robert Sloan. We used to call him a senior editor just because he's been around for so long. Not as long as Harold, but almost. But he's kind of now the resident nomad because we never know where he's going to reside.
Yeah, it's better than Robert Who.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Who? and I know that he gave us instructions on how he wanted this interview.
Before we started,
you know, like, ask me this first and then this.
Yeah, so we decided
we're
going to
do it. Yeah, we're going to do it a different way.
You're on, Robert.
Right. No. You this week were out herding pigs? Is that what you said?
We were shooting pigs and we were baiting them up and just cleaning up around the lease. But before we go there, I was at a friend's lease down in South Texas and it's not a high fence lease, it's low fence, and they use nothing but fortified cottonseed. That stuff is wonderful. And they have some huge, huge coal bucks out there. I was just like wide-eyed and dumbfounded. What the heck? But that cottonseed, that stuff works.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, well, you switched over. Good for plugging.
It's great.
One of our sponsors. Do you want to talk about ducks first? Because you said it was a real quacker of a season, right?
Yeah, it was one of the worst ever. I mean, it was here in Port O'Connor. Our redhead didn't get here until like 2 weeks ago, and we only had half of what we normally get, and just duck hunting all over the state was horrible. My friends up around Waco on the lakes up there in the river, the Brazos River, they were averaging 1 to 2 ducks per hunt, which is just, it's the worst year they've ever had. And even the stuff west of Beaumont in China and Nome, horrible. They were averaging no ducks per hunt.
Is that all weather related or weather and habitat?
Well, they're getting stopped somewhere along the way. It could be the weather, Harold. North of us in the central flyway, somewhere along the line, they're just getting stopped. And ducks don't fly just for grins. If they have food and water and good habitat, they're not going to go any farther than that. But I will say the first half of the season, the first split, was really some of the best ever for people hunting the freshwater ponds along the Gulf Coast and so forth. And the teal saved the day for everybody in the first split. But when the teal moved on south, that was the end of that, and the hunting just was horrible the second split.
Seemed like the birds kind of stacked up down in the lower Laguna Madre area down in the southern part of Texas.
They had some really good hunts down there, pretty consistent, but still it was off by 30 to 40% is what I heard.
All right. Go back to pigs. Did you shoot any pigs? Did you thin the herd out?
Pigs. Last weekend, we had a blast. We were baiting the roads and stuff. When a friend of mine has a 7,000-acre ranch just south of Victoria. We were up there. They had just done a burn 2 days before that. We were kind of checking on that. And we came around the corner one day. We put some corn out of the feeder, went off, and we pulled up there, and there were maybe 5 or 6 big old pigs eating corn. They looked up at us and just hauled butt. I mean, they turned around and they were gone. I went, well, that didn't last too long. And lo and behold, the smartest game animal in Texas, they decided, nope, we're not leaving the corn. They turned around and came right back to the feeder, and we dropped 3 of them.
Good for you. Good for you.
And then a couple of weeks ago, we were at a ranch in Lamb Passes, and it was a cold, cold day, bitter cold in the lower 30s. And my friend Cody, he was in a vehicle ahead of me, a four-wheeler, and I was behind him. And I looked out in this yellow grass field with the grass around thigh high, and I could see the backs of pigs walking around in circles out there. So I called Cody, and he stopped his vehicle and came through the woods, and he had a semi-auto AR, I think. And so I said, just walk out there towards that tree, just like a quail hunting. Just keep looking back at me, and I'll let you know. And he kept walking. He kept looking back, thinking I was kind of jacking with him. I said, just walk about 10 feet farther. He did. And those pigs jumped up, and it was like a covey of quail running around. He's just spinning around shooting at everything. Crazy thing. And the next day, we went back, and they were out in that field again, sunning, trying to stay warm.
Yeah, but that's interesting. You said the smartest game animal in Texas, because they are pretty crafty, aren't they?
They are pretty smart at times, but sometimes they can be incredibly stupid. Like, you can be out putting corn out, and they'll just come walking out of the woods like, hey, what's up?
All right, well, what's up? We need to take a break. Robert, if you would, hold on, folks. You stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Texas Outdoors Journal senior editor Robert Sloan right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we have a personal approach that sets us apart from traditional lenders.
My name is Hannah Whitaker, and I'm Marketing and Operations Specialist for Capital Farm Credit. I just want to be there for our farmers and help them out because I grew up with it. I understand how busy they are, and the last thing I want to do is interrupt their busy schedule to sign a few papers. Once you become a member here at Capital Farm Credit, we go above and beyond to welcome you into our family.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
The official gunsmithing service of Texas Outdoor News is MG Arms in Spring, Texas. We've used them for years because they are the best. From repairs and replacement parts to trigger jobs, stock repair, metal refinishing, including bluing, parkerizing, Teflon, and Cerakote coatings in over 100 colors and more. How about a performance boost with MG Arms custom services such as lightweight Kevlar stocks made to your specifications, rebarreling, rechambering, skeletonizing, fluting, porting, muzzle brakes, and scope mounting. And if you've ever dreamed of having a custom firearm built just for you, MG Arms is the place. They are world famous for their line of ultralight bolt action rifles that are a joy to carry and a dream to shoot. The Taranis lineup is built on the lightest AR-type platform available. For personal defense and concealed carry is the 1911-style Wraith. Their hunting revolver, the mighty Dragon Slayer, has taken the most dangerous game on the planet. For your gunsmithing needs and your custom firearms dreams, visit MG Arms at mgarmsinc.com or call 281-821-8282.
Hi, we continue our conversation with Texas Outdoors Journal senior editor Robert Sloan. Robert, you had mentioned to me as we set this interview up that Port O'Connor jetties are pretty hot. What's going on there?
Yeah, the jetties are as good as they get for this time of year. The trout, reds, slot reds, along with bulls and sheephead are excellent. One of the catches off the jetties this week by one of the guides, he had four people in his boat. They had a limit of trout to 4 or 5 pounds, limits of slot reds, a couple of bulls, and sheep's head to go. And that was on live shrimp, dead shrimp. The live bait supplies down here is really, really weak right now because of the fronts moving through and the boats not being able to get out. But the trout are being caught on free line shrimp on the gulf side of the jetties. Either side works. And then the reds and the sheep's head are being caught inside. Down towards the bottom under slip corks are very good with preferably live shrimp is the best bait for the sheep's head, but you can catch them on fresh dead if you can find that. But the reds, the reds are off and on. You just got to keep moving around the whole lot. Give one spot about 30 minutes, and if you're not catching anything, move on.
Okay. On the sheep's head, of course, they're moving in for their annual spring spawn, and I've heard certainly around Galveston and some other jetties that they're coming into this time of year. I guess it would be the same thing at Port O'Connor, that sometimes the sheep's head are stacked in so thick that they'll actually outcompete some of the other species around the granite.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, people are warming up to the sheep's head over the past few years. We're catching them out there, and the people say, well, we really don't want that. Then you clean them and give them a nice, white, firm fillet, and they change their mind in a hurry, especially if they go to dinner and have it cooked at one of the restaurants here. They really get into it. But they're good eating fish, and right now, for the next couple of months, you can really load up on sheep's head. They fight hard and good tasting.
What are you seeing as far as in the back lake and back marsh area? I mean, we've had some fronts come through. Are tide levels running low, or there's enough water to get back into some of the back reaches?
the water for the past 3 weeks has been so low. I mean, there's no water.
Okay.
But in when we do have a nice tide, like yesterday afternoon, the tide came in pretty well. I haven't seen the front beach yet out from in front of my house. I haven't looked, but Pringle's really good. Last week, some guys got in there and just drifting it, which is typically what you do in that area on those flats, and they got up on one little hump there in Pringle and caught 20-something trout, about maybe 6 pounds, 31 inches. They were pretty big, and that was all on tails, too, in the peak. It was just after a front, maybe 2 days, sunlight coming out, warming up the water, and that's kind of muddy in there with lots of weeds, and that activated the trout, and they happened to get on the right spot.
You mentioned weeds. Sounds like a good place to throw a DOA PT-7.
Oh, absolutely. That's I do not go to Pringle without those lures. That's the best topwater lure ever made for fishing in weeds and stuff like that. It is 100% weedless, and the reds just annihilate that thing. I mean, they come unglued on it. It's got a strong, well-built hooks on it. The bodies don't tear up on the lure, and I highly recommend it.
All right, let's go from saltwater. You spent a lot of years over at the Beaumont Enterprise as their outdoor editor, and a lot of time in the Golden Triangle. What's going on? Are you hearing on the white bass run?
Okay, on the Sabine River, it's as good as it gets right now. It's started up about 2 weeks ago, and that's anywhere from Toledo Bend on up about 20 miles to Logansport. And I was talking to Mike or Bill Fondren yesterday, and he said the bite was really good. They're just, the water level is just about right. They have enough flow to keep everything going.
All right, Robert, let me ask you this, because we've seen the Old Farmer's Almanac that's predicting that come April we ought to see some wet weather. Additional rainfall and runoff, how does that impact that white bass run?
Well, if you get too much runoff, too much rain and too much runoff, the river's going to get muddy, and on the rise, if it rises too much, it's going to cut the fishing off. It just makes it difficult to find the fish. But for the time being, Bill Fonder, the guy on the river, said that the level is just right, the flow is good, and the fish are all over the place. They're actually catching some pretty big males right now, or females, which is kind of not too normal for this time of year. Usually the run goes from February through the end of March, and towards the 1st of March and on through March, you get the bigger females, and that's when people start using live crawdads that are about 2 inches long that they catch in the river, and you can really have a good time catching a lot of white bass. And the funny thing is, Jane Gollenbach, who is a well-known guide on the river, she canceled all of her trips for this season, this run, because of the COVID virus, and so they're out of the loop, but they are open. Their ramp is open, and they also have their cabins for rent too.
All right, another option we've been talking about, seems like it's 2 years in a row, and that is the flounder run that really never happened. The flounders staged, but they didn't seem to have the cold weather to kick them into the Gulf. They've remained on the flats, and you said you've been seeing some gigging activity. What's going on with flounder?
Well, the flounder are still in the bays. A lot of them are. The flounder gigging never let up. Just they had the closed season and stuff like that. And now they're back to I could hear them leaving the boat docks at sunset in the evenings here. And so that's the airboats going out, the fan boats too, to gig flounder. And they usually go out for 2 or 3 hours and come back in with their limits, from what I hear.
You know, when we can't gig in November, and we end up, if we're going to catch flounder, you know, pitching a jig, small soft plastic to them, with the cold or the cooler water and the algae not having come back into the waters, that's something you can do, is just ease along using your trolling motor and literally sight cast to flounder that are laying up. Have you ever done any of that?
Not too much sight casting, but I have just gone along bulkheads and so forth along the ICW and just bumping jigs along bottom really close to the pylons there and the metal retainer walls that lead into boat basins and stuff like that. And you can really, really catch some big fish. Now, we do have one place here that when the water is clear, you can run a little crankbait down there and you can actually see the flounder come up and bite the bait. That's pretty exciting right there.
Hey, Robert, Harold, real quick, you used to be the fly fishing editor. What's going on with fly fishing? We don't hear much about it anymore.
It's still going strong right now. It's just people don't really do it a whole lot during the winter months,
okay,
because of the cold fronts coming in. But the water is as clear as it gets right now with the algae going out of the cold water. And you can go out on the flats and drift them on sunny days you know, like in the lagoons or the islands around here, especially along the lower Laguna Madre out of Port Mansfield, you can get up on a tower and pole and see the fish and catch them. That's a fact, along with some big trout.
All right, you mentioned fly fishing. What weight fly rod for somebody that's interested in getting into it or looking to add to their arsenal?
Most people like an 8 weight. Some people say a 9 weight. That's not good. I've been doing this for close to 40 years now. Just a 7 weight with an 8 weight line on your reel is just about perfect for the entire Gulf Coast. And it doesn't wear you out. It's not a real heavy rod, real lightweight, and it's fun to fish with.
You know, we had talked about the DOA PT-7 for a topwater bite, but if you're going fly fishing, what, like poppers, topwater, or what would you kind of flies would you use?
Streamers. Just streamers all day long, something that slowly sinks, and it's white chartreuse or yellow white, or maybe some sort of gold flake or silver flash boot material. Just streamers at about 2 inches long, and that should get the job done. Maybe even a little bit longer, because trout, when they're feeding now, they're feeding like once a day on big mullet. So if you can get the bigger streamer out there, you're going to catch the bigger fish.
All right, we're just about out of time. Before we go, you got an email address or website or something if somebody wants to catch up with you?
Yeah, my email address is Sloan, S-L-O-A-N, 288@AOL.com.
All right, Sloan, 288@AOL.com. Robert Sloan, we appreciate you being our guest today on Texas Outdoor News.
Enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Friends, we'll be back with more right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my 4 kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12. And there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News, and that's brought to you by...
Hybrid Light, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. The Mighty Mammoth work light is my favorite. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source. Any. I mean, you know, the light in your kitchen keeps mine charged. They'll hold a charge for 7 years, which is miraculous. Plus, these devices can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So, for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, that's 20% off and free same-day shipping at hybridlight.com, or visit texasoutdoornews.com. Just click on the Hybrid Light picture and it'll take you right to the site, okay? Now, quail season... through February 28th. These are all ending February 28th. Squirrel fall season in 51 East Texas counties. Javelina season in the North Zone. And just, you know, refer to your Parks and Wildlife annual, which is online now. And they'll give you all those dates, right?
Or the app.
Or the app. You got it, friends. And then go hunting or fishing in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
All right, we want to thank our guest today, Texas Outdoors Journal senior editor Robert Sloan. If you got a question for him or if he can help you out, point you in a direction, take you fishing.
Okay.
Sloan288@AOL.com. And of course, that's assuming that he's staying. We're not sure where Sloan stays anymore.
He's
got a
tent
him. That he carries around. He was like a nomad. You
got to find him first. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
So, what are you going to be doing this week? Are you in or out of town heading to El Rancho Grande?
I'm going to go to the Hill Country in the middle of the month. Yeah.
The middle of the month?
Check things out and chase some pigs.
You going to do any turkey hunting when turkey season arrives?
Well, I might do that too.
Hey, it's coming up.
Or I might just, you know, watch cowboy movies in the living room. Just take it easy. Anyhow, do remember we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers, okay? Great products and getting better. Boy, the 2021s are rolling out now, and they are just absolutely outstanding. The best in Texas, my friends. Check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com, for a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. You can also find us on iTunes and Apple CarPlay and Stitcher and Twitter and Facebook. Like us on Facebook. That makes us real happy, okay? And then in the meantime, be safe out there, whether you're in the woods or on the water, so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.